let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Sword of Merlin by Jared Wolfe has been called a captivating journey of growth and courage. A refreshing plot, not the same old story. One review says, better than Harry Potter. The book is great for teens or adults. Jared has been raised in a small town of Paradise, Utah, worked in agriculture construction for most of his life, discovered his love of reading in his late 20s, and when the inspiration to write a book came along, well, he jumped at the chance. Being a husband and father is where most of his time is spent. Jared and his wife, along with their 7 children, currently reside in the small town of Minersville, Utah. Jared Wolfe, author of the critically acclaimed The Sword of Merlin, is our guest on This Week in America. Jared, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
This is going to be fun to get into your mind, the world that you've created, the world that so many people just really, really admire and enjoy. First of all, where did this whole inspiration for The Sword of Merlin, where did this come from?
Well, a couple years ago, I was reading a lot of Louis L'Amour books, and I had an idea for what I thought would be a great Western. And so I started writing, but you know how things kind of fizzle out, and I wrote a few chapters and put it aside. And then one night I had a dream that was the basis for this book. And some of the things are very vivid and clear. And so I woke up and I wrote all the stuff I could remember down. But at the same time, I'm thinking, I've already tried this. I don't have time, you know? But I just felt like I would be able to make time for this. And so when I would write, I would read the chapter to my kids as I would finish one. And so whenever it got hard or I got discouraged, they were always like, hey, Dad, do you have another chapter done? Can we read another chapter? You know, so they were there to push me and keep me inspired to finish.
That's interesting. So when you need some support, you just go to family members. Even if you didn't feel like doing it, I would assume when you've got other family members asking you how you're coming, then suddenly you're going to produce something.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially, I mean, we know how relentless kids can be when they get their mindset on.
Yes.
So it was a great reminder for me.
Let's talk about any underlying messages. People are entertained by the book. There are great morals in the book, great stories in the book. The book is The Sword of Merlin. Talk about underlying messages that you have in the book.
I think the most important one is freedom, which is kind of a common theme for books, is to be able to stand up for your freedoms. And that's kind of what the biggest message is. There's also things in there about, you know, loyalty to your family and community, and also the hero in it, Japheth. He's not really embracing his role as the hero, and so there's a lot of responsibility that he has to take on. And so I feel like it's also a story of, you know, embracing responsibilities that you may or may not want to have.
Let's talk about approaching this, the writing process. You mentioned the fact you share it with the family. They keep asking you how it's going, so you feel pressured to sit down at the computer to write some chapters. Did this story idea begin with the Strick novel, or did you sort of have an idea in the story? Sometimes authors will say, you know, I started and the story just sort of wrote itself. I followed where the characters were taking me. How did you begin this process? Strict outline or sort of freelancing it as you went along?
Probably a very broad outline of this is where I want to start. This is where I want to end up. But it was kind of that way. As I would write, things would kind of come to mind, and I would, you know, maybe change the way that I had the story go a little bit. But really it was kind of sporadic as far as having time to write. I would have maybe, you know, a couple hours at night, a few times a week. And then, you know, with work and family and stuff, I would go a month and not look at it. And so, you know, I had a general direction, but it didn't end up where I thought it was going to end up either. You know, I kind of let the story go where it did.
With us on This Week in America is Jared Wolfe. He's the author of The Sword of Merlin. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will be able to link on directly to get information on Jared's book. Let's talk about so often reading reviews, refreshing plot, not the same old story. That not the same old story, I read a number of times in the reviews. talk about that, developing something that's different than everything else out there. How did you come up with your own unique storyline?
Well, like I was saying, like I had that dream, and there in that dream there were very specific themes. Like the sword, I knew was Merlin the Wizard's sword, and so that's not really something that I had ever heard before, you know. And so I thought, but that was very specific in my dream, and so I thought, well, I can kind of make this story. Yeah, you know, maybe that part of his legend got lost through time. But when I'm at work, I do some driving and I have time to kind of sit and think about, well, where do I want, you know, I'm at this point in my writing, where do I want the story to go from here? And so that's kind of, I mean, just some trial. And there were times when I would write and I would have a chapter or so and be like, I don't really like where that went. So I would just scrap it and start over. And so, you know, that and just, you know, getting inspiration from other writers too, and not necessarily on the content, but just the way they write and the way they describe things.
Yeah. Who are some of the writers that influence you?
I'm a big Louis L'Amour fan. I love the way that he wrote his books and the living out west in small communities, you know, you can kind of relate with some of those guys that are on ranches and things like that. Brandon Sanderson's another one. Me and my wife, we think it's important that we read out loud with our kids. And so we have a lot of these books that we read out loud to our kids. And so a lot of these authors that are writing for maybe teens or preteens or young adults, I like a lot of the authors from that write for that yes. age group.
Jared Wolf with us, the author of the book, The Sword of Merlin. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. In writing the process, do you find this energizing or maybe exhausting at times when you can't quite figure out, and you've got enough time to write, or you can't quite figure out where you're going to take the story next? Energizing or exhausting, would you say? Or both?
You know, probably mostly energizing, because I would, you know, as I would have time to think about it and I would get where I wanted the story to go, and I would sit down to write, I would just be excited. Okay, I've got to hurry and get this down, you know, before I kind of forget the order of things or specific things I wanted to write about. But it was sometimes too, you get a little bit of writer's block, or, you know, you're tired and you got to kind of muscle through stuff. And so sometimes it does get exhausting, but for the most part, I really enjoyed the writing part of it.
Is that how you would measure success? I mean, you're a published author now. You've got this book, and we'll talk about possible other books that you're working on. Do you feel successful? What would make you feel successful? Do you consider my writing is a success?
I think so. I mean, I never, you know, I didn't know that I'd ever do anything like this. And so for someone that didn't read a lot growing up and to be able to have a published book, I think that's a degree of success already. I mean, if it's something that I could do for a profession, that would be great. But I don't feel like I necessarily need to have it reach that level for this experience to be successful.
No, it has to be rewarding to think that people are reading your book and they're not only entertained, but they've got the underlying moral messages that we were talking about before. That has to make you feel good that people are being shape, just like you've read books from authors and they shape your lives, that young people and even adults are reading your books and feeling the same way. That has to be a rewarding feeling.
Yeah, it really is. Cause I, you know, that's one thing as we, when we read out loud with our children, we point out, you know, all right, this happened in the story and it's entertaining, but what do we learn about it? You know, by this person doing the right thing, what were the consequences? What were the rewards?
Yes.
And so I think that's important. We look for that when we read a book and not just to be entertained by the story part of it.
When you write the book, we're now in, of course, an era of social media and everybody with a keyboard is a critic. How do you handle that when people will, I mean, you've put blood, sweat, and tears into this, and somebody who picks it up and reads a couple of pages may come back with it with a negative comment that's there for everybody to read. How do you handle criticism?
You know, I think criticism can be a good thing. If you look at it, you know, if somebody just puts, you're a bad writer, okay, that may be true, but that doesn't help me get better.
Yes.
So, you know, if you can say, hey, you know, maybe this book, you could have done this better or described this better or done this, I think you can take criticism and you can turn it and make yourself better by learning from it. You know, and not everybody's going to like your writing style or the genre and things. And so I think that's important to remember too, is sometimes the way you do things, just, it's not other people's cup of tea. And so you just have to kind of let some of it just, you know, just let it go. You just got to forget it and try to learn and progress from the stuff that is constructed.
Jared Wolff, our guest on This Week in America. He's the author of the book, The Sword of Merlin. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Let's talk a little bit about characters, character development. And do you use any of your background, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions as you're developing characters?
Yeah, I do. I try not to get too, like, nail down the characters too much of what I see, because when I read a book, I like to be able to visualize the characters as I see them, and maybe not how the author does. So I try to write that same way, that there's some leeway about, you know, how the characters can look, and you know, I don't want to describe everything right down so there's nothing left for the reader to imagine. But definitely, like in this book, Japheth is the hero, and he's a, you know, probably an older teenager. He still lives at home. He's not married. But the dad in it is kind of, I really feel like I identify with the dad really well. I have my oldest son is 15, and, you know, you get to a point where, you know, in the story, you know, he gives him counsel and he helps him and supports him, but he has to let him make his own decisions. And that's kind of where I'm at with my life too. You know, as my kids get older, you've got to say, hey, you know what? I've tried to help you, tried to teach you, but at some point you're going to have to make your own decisions and be responsible for them. And so, you know, I've kind of put that aspect of it into the father figure in the book.
The Sword of Merlin is the book we're talking about. The Sword of Merlin by Jared Wolff, our guest on This Week in America. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Link onto our website. You'll get information on the book there as well. I mentioned before talking about other books. Are there other books that you're working on?
Yeah, I've actually, I didn't intend for it to be a series, but as I finished it up, I had some other ideas to maybe continue the story on. If it ever gets popular enough, because I like the story and stuff, but if it's not something that captures, you know, a lot of people's attention, then, you know, I don't know how much I would do to continue on with the story. But I also, like, I started writing a Western. I have a couple other ideas for some books. We actually have a legend in the town that we live in about a ghost lady that guards her treasure. And so I had kind of a fun idea to maybe do a book about that, but all that stuff would probably be down the road a little bit.
Have to wait and see what kind of dreams you have to have that guy. Yeah. So you shoot up in the middle of the night and go write all of your thoughts down. The book's available at Amazon. People go to Amazon, they'll read. There are a couple of paragraphs there about the book, or Barnes & Noble, all of the other places. A couple of minutes left in the program. Tell us a little bit more about the book that they won't be able to read in the description, the couple of paragraphs you're limited to on Amazon.
Okay. So Japheth is the hero in the book, and he's kind of in a difficult situation because his mom's side of the family is where the magical stuff comes in. His dad, he grew up a farmer. He was in the king's army. And so there's a little bit of uncomfortable situations for him there because wizards are persecuted. And so he's been very reluctant to ever learn any of that stuff. And his grandmother is the one that actually has the sword when the book starts. And she gives it to him, and he just feels really inadequate because he has not studied or learned any of that. So, you go through some of the book is him kind of learning that and embracing that. And then, and the villain in it, I really liked, as I'm thinking about this, how do I have this villain, but I just want a really, really cool name that fits in. And so the villain's name is Vesuvius in it. And, which brings up the imagery of the volcano and everything.
Yes, yeah, I love that.
And his henchman's name is Crag. And so, you know, they have their confrontations and, you know, like I hope always happens, the good guy wins. But after he wins, he actually goes and looks, there's a book of knowledge that he needs to help his family. And so he goes the place that it's at is a very wild and untamed place, where the animals are dangerous and the land's dangerous. And so that's kind of where he goes after that. But that's kind of the overall very quick summary of what happens.
And the book, The Sword of Merlin by Jared Wolff, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's W-O-O-L-F book. As I said, Amazon, the usual places. Just 30 seconds or so left at the end, but I'm amazed by the reviews. They all talk about captivating right from the beginning. They were hooked on the first couple of pages. How important is that to you as an author to be able to do that? And I say that because some books go on for two or three chapters before you really get any sense of what's going to happen. You right out of the bat, you slap us around, you grab our attention. We can't put it down at that point.
Yeah, I think some of the books that I've really enjoyed reading are that way. Like, they, as soon as you start reading it, you're invested in the story and you want to find out what happens. And so, you know, that's what I tried to create with this, is just something that had some action, and maybe it was a little bit thrilling, so that you get in there and you feel like, hey, I really want to find out what happens to this, you know, grown kid, for, I don't know exactly what else you'd call him, but, you know, it is important, I think, to make it interesting, because, you know, to be honest, I've had books where I've looked at it and thought, I'd really like to read that. And you get into it a little ways and it just never does connect with you.
Yes.
And so I tried to make that a point. Hey, when I start this, I want to make sure that when people start it, they want to keep reading.
Well, mission accomplished. For those people that have thought about doing what you do, which is writing the book and just getting started, any advice for somebody who is in your position? And maybe they have a dream, maybe they won't, but they want to write the book. They want to get started doing this. What's the best way just to do it?
Yeah. One of my favorite quotes is from Henry Ford. And he said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. And I think that's fantastic advice. I mean, for me, I had no idea how to write a book. I had no idea how to publish a book. But I think if you just start and you just do a little bit, you can figure all that stuff out. If it's something you really want to do, there's enough resources out there online that you can get help every step of the process. And so just don't be afraid to just start. And if it's something you want to do, you can figure out how to do it.
This has been a fun conversation, over with way too soon. Jared Wolff is our guest on the program. The book is Sword of Merlin. The book is available at Amazon. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. People waiting for a sequel. Hopefully that will happen. We'll have a chance to talk about that. Got a couple of other ideas that you're working on, it sounds like, as well. Jared, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the book, the success, and best of luck with the future writing.
Well, thanks, Rick. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Jared Wolff, our guest on the program, The Sword of Merlin. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.